the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our Heavenly Father, and the blessing of the Holy Spirit be with all of us, now and forever. I will read to end these services this Sunday evening the Holy Word of God in the first epistle of John, from the third chapter, verses 1-5. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Here at these services in Purasjärvi, we have listened to the living gospel for 4 days now. The gospel is a message of joy about the Lord Jesus Christ. It is such a message that gives to he who believes joy and peace to the heart. Here has been clarified how a person can find the merciful God. And here, through the Holy Spirit, we have spoken how a believing person can retain this faith of a child of God. The gospel has two purposes. The first is that it helps people to believe, and the other purpose is that it helps those who already believe to continue to believe and keep faith. This gospel we have heard and when we open the Holy Bible at services as we have now done, we open the Bible with that prayer of faith in our hearts that the Heavenly Father would make clear that which he wishes to give us and that which we need. and we speak always about eternal matters. When we are before the Word of the Holy Bible, so that we once could reach our destination, our heavenly home, and the glory of heaven. We have been able to live here in Finland, in our fatherland, very good times. In the history of this nation, we have never had such prosperity and well-being as we have today. Despite this, we say that not everybody has everything this good. But generally speaking, we are living a time of abundance. And as we have heard here, even in the beginning of these services, the opening sermons, speeches, in our beloved fatherland, there seems to be some time of giving up the value of the Word of God, as we have heard. It is decreasing. People no longer respect. It is no longer respected as it has been before. The thought came to my mind that is the fear of God vanishing? At the same time, I have thought about the times of the prophet Jeremiah, when the people had good times and life was good. And during those days began the times of giving up or moving away. And the prophet Jeremiah preached to the people, and he said, give respect and glory to God before things change. During times of prosperity, the glory of God seems to vanish. Probably today, the same type of darkness may be approaching from the west, from the east. The wrong ways of living. But what is this, giving glory unto God? Isn't it this, that we would listen to the Holy Word of God, and we would take from the Word of God guidance? It's been a while since I read from a spiritual publication. I read an interview. I read an interview about people of influence, and they were asked, do you believe? The answers I found amazing. When one very highly regarded teacher said that this is the wrong question, It divides people into two different categories. Another person who was interviewed said that the faith of the church will carry me. Someone else answered and said, "No, I do not believe." But our brother gave this answer, that when he was a young boy, very uncertain about his faith, and he wondered if he was even believing, he had a discussion with his elderly uncle. He discussed his doubts, and his uncle put his hands upon his shoulder and said, "Be in comfort. Believe your sins forgiven." In this way, our brother gave his answer in that interview. And after that, he always wanted to believe. There was a huge difference between the spirituality of this world and the spirituality of living Christianity in the answers from these two categories. We are accustomed to the idea that this faith of ours is very personal. There is no such faith of the church that could carry us, that would carry us. Instead, it is personal, this matter of faith. Another example of life today is from an interview of a man who was the teacher of priests. When he retired, he was asked, "What will he say? What would he say will happen to people after they die?" And he answered and said, that, "Well, this is all there is. It is distressing, shocking to think how the fear of God has vanished, disappeared in many factions, and respect for the Word of God has disappeared." The Word of God is nowadays supposed to be adapted so that it would be easy for people. This is what some believe. But we have the love of God, and the basis of this, many would wish that all people could go to heaven. We say that God is truly the epitome of love, and He wishes that every person would be saved, every person could find the gracious God and could go to that land of glory. So God loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that not even one person would be lost, but that every person could gain eternal life. God is great in His love. But at the same time, we have to say that God will stand behind His own words. Not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will come to the glory of heaven. God will stand behind His words. And God is the Word. that we read. This is what John, in the beginning of his, he said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was near God, and God was the Word." Think, dear brothers and sisters, young people and old people, we are allowed to be in this type of a kingdom where this Word of God is believed. And Martin Luther also said, that children of God believe the Word as it is. Secondly, they have learned the doctrine of Christ. And thirdly, they personally have gained the grace of repentance and the forgiveness of sins. These are how Martin Luther explained the characteristics. We are here before the Word of God. And in this Bible, on the last page of the Bible, it says, the last words of the Bible, "And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was near God, and God was this Word. Even if the heavens and the earth would disappear, my words," Jesus said, "will never disappear." Dear listeners, and here John said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." John was a very close disciple of Jesus. John was a disciple that Jesus loved. He participated in everything. He saw and heard. And he witnessed everything. And he said, "That which we have seen with our eyes, and Jesus, when he was on the mountain with Peter and Jacob, and Jesus was made clear, and the face of Jesus shone like the sun, and a voice from the heavens said, 'This is my beloved Son, listen to him.'" Peter wrote about this in his letter. Because we have the word which prophesies, we should heed its advice. When this voice was heard from the heaven, John heard what Jesus taught, and he saw what Jesus did, and he saw when Jesus forgave sins. And he was there seeing all the awful things that happened before the Last Supper. And he saw when Jesus was sweating blood. And he saw the horrors and the damage that was done to the body of Jesus when he wore the crown of thorns. He saw the suffering that our Lord Jesus had to suffer. John saw all of this. And even there, at the base of the cross, and Jesus calls to God and says, God, my God, why have you left me? And Jesus shouts that all is fulfilled in the end. We understand only a little bit of all of this. We can only understand a tiny portion of that which Jesus has done for us. But John, he saw everything. And when Jesus was put into the grave, John was one of the first people there. And Jesus appeared to his disciples, and he showed his wounds. And the holes he showed in his hands. And when Jesus said to Thomas, to touch me. And before Jesus departed, he ate with them. And he tells the disciples to touch him as the uprisen Lord. It is remarkable, amazing. And John says in his own gospel that Jesus gave many signs so that they could believe. And he saw all of this. We have these apostles who were with Jesus as witnesses. And even the Apostle Paul, we have heard how three different times he told about his experience when he gained the grace of repentance. He told these same experiences to many different people. A lot has been written about what happened. And when John wrote this letter, Jesus has done all of this on our behalf, and John wants to be the witness of this. See what kind of love our Father has done for us. so that we could be called the children of God. In the letter to the Romans has been written about the children of God. The Spirit testifies that we are children of God. We have the apostles as witnesses, and we have the Spirit and the water and the blood here on earth. The Spirit testifies, water and the blood testifies that when we wash our sins away with the blood of Jesus and we want to believe this personally, and with our heart that believes, we have faith. This is the characteristic of a believer. And here it says that the world does not know you. The kingdom of God, that Jesus exhorts all people to seek the kingdom of God. If there is anybody listening who has a restless soul, is there anybody who is listening? The kingdom of God has come near and is approaching you, and you can believe this gospel. This is what those who came before us have done, and this is what we here are doing now. This is a question of even though this faith is in these temporal bodies, if you receive this gospel, each one of us who believes can pass this faith forwards, pass the gospel forwards. I can tell you that from the eastern border, when I was at a certain location on a mission trip, the people there marveled and wondered that is there such a merciful God that will forgive us all of our sins? Is it true that we can in this way forgive all sins? This is how on one mission trip the people were amazed and wondered at this. We here now are at these fountains of grace. When we walk around here at these services, we get the feeling that this is a little bit what it will be like in heaven. When we go outside and look at all the people outside and we see all the little children, the young families, and we can see that the work of the kingdom of God continues, and this is still the time of visitation, and we can feel the peace. And on Thursday evening, when we were looking at all those caravans in queues until the late hours of the night, what is it? Is this power that gets these people to travel here? It is the power of God. It is the Spirit of God. It is amazing. This is like a second home when we are here at these summer services. Isn't it good to be here? Doesn't it feel good to be here? This kingdom of God, it's amazing. In this kingdom, Nobody tries to make anybody believe. This is voluntary. This is not mandatory. There are no police here. This is grace teaches us. Grace teaches us to reject the ungodly life. This is the grace of God that teaches us. It is no police force. It is only the grace of God and the forgiveness of sins that we have owned in our own heart. And this is almost like hidden. This is the power of God to us, but seems like craziness to others. Nobody can find God through their own intellect. Only through believing these simple sermons. It is the power of God that all people who turn their eyes and gaze upwards, everyone can come here and find this kingdom of God. It has been set so low that everybody can reach. And hope is mentioned here. And with hope we can cleanse ourselves. This is hope for eternal life, and this hope lives in our heart. I was here in 1998. And I remember when I look at this, the people sitting here, that those old grandfathers and grandmothers I do not see here, but what I was thinking, I was thinking that how many people have since then been able to lower their travel staff, and they have died away, and they are waiting at the hems of Abraham's robes, waiting for the day when they will rise again. And we have cried at many funerals. We have cried at the funerals of many people, young and old. It is, and we know that those who have gone before us, they are waiting for the day of resurrection. And notice this. It is the resurrection of the body. When we remember our prayer that we believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy communion of God, and the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body. This is how the Lord Jesus Christ rose again. And the disciples were able to touch him. This is the kind of resurrection that we too will one day rise up, and even the oceans will give up the dead. And those who have believed this gospel will rise up again into the land of clarity and brilliance. to that joyous celebration that we can only try to understand. This is our faith. This is the destination of our faith. Of course, the matters of our daily lives are important. Dear beloved young people, do not put all your hope and trust in the daily life, but remember the words of Jesus, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and then all else will be given unto you." We should remember to be watchful in faith. A lot of advice has been given here at these services. And the apostle said that everyone who has committed sin has done wrong. But Jesus had no sin. We should repair our mistakes. And you, if any one of you has not yet found this peace and security, then I would say to you that the kingdom of God is right here. You can believe, all your sins forgiven. You're the sin of unbelief, you can believe it forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. And you young, beloved young people, and John writes especially to you, too. He says, I write to you, young people. I write to your children. You know the Father. Through faith and keeping your faith, you do not love the world. If someone loves the world, then they don't have the love of the Father. The love of the children of God, and this faith, and this love, and this righteousness, in here we want to make journey. And in this way, we are participants together, and the blood of Jesus cleanses all of us. And you mothers and fathers, I want to say a few words. You have a huge responsibility. When I remember those days, it was a heavy task. It is not easy. We know this. But it is a blessed and important task. And God has given this to you, that you would raise these children and bless these children and take care of these children with the strength that God has given to you. Grandparents, they pray on your behalf. Sometimes I wish I could relive my experiences with my children, but this is not possible. So we pray on your behalf. And anybody who is old and sick or lonely, you listeners of the radio and the internet, you can all believe any doubts forgiven in the name and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your grace has been given to me. I'm going to read one verse from this song. If I could only own this love even more, it would make my journey easier. Dear travel friends, feel comforted and be blessed. This kingdom of God is here for you, for all sinners, and even now you can remain believing, all your sins and mistakes and doubts forgiven. You have permission to believe, all your mistakes forgiven. All sins are forgiven. Feel safe and be blessed. And when we remain in this kingdom, we will find the heavenly home, and we remain in this way in the care of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And I would like to ask, can I too believe my own sins forgiven? I want to believe with you. We'll hear the Lord's benediction. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your kingdom. We thank you that we can be children of God. Sometimes it is difficult, but you have clarified your Son and our destination. Bless your word spoken here in our hearts so that we could get new strength for our faith, and so that your kingdom, your congregation could grow. Find those, invite those, call those who are lost on the outside. Give time, give grace. Bless the church of our country so that the word of God would be respected there and taught there, just as it is, in the way that God has meant. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.